Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At 2 o'clock Eastern this afternoon, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will announce the decision of the just-concluded Federal Open Market Committee meeting. The overall expectations are that the FOMC will leave the federal funds interest rate unchanged. Financial markets are assuming that the Fed announcements just 2 or 3 months ago that there would likely be one more increase in the federal funds interest rate before the end of this year are now null and void. This expectation of a pause in hiking this interest rate, to be followed soon by reductions in the rate, has sparked a temporary surge in U.S. stock prices. As I have told you, the multiple hikes in interest rates over more than the past year have resulted in falling corporate profits and federal corporate income tax collections. The rate hikes were one action by the Fed pretending it is trying to slow down rising consumer prices caused by the loss of purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. In effect, the Fed has cornered itself into a no-win situation. It can sacrifice America's banks and financial system, or it can sacrifice the purchasing power of the dollar. If you don't realize it already, America's consumers and taxpayers are the designated loser. The Fed won't raise the federal funds interest rate today because that would cause an immediate drop in U.S. stock prices. But there is virtually no chance it will announce a reduction in the federal funds interest rate today. If the Fed did opt for a rate cut today, that would indicate a panicked reaction to the slowdown in the U.S. economy. This could also lead to a sell-off in the American stock markets. For this reason, today's announcement will almost certainly be no change in the federal funds interest rate. Since President Biden became president, the purchasing power of the dollar to gold has fallen by 6%. Worse, if you compare it to the prices of consumer goods, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is down more than 20%. If you have your finances only in U.S. dollars with no gold or silver, you will suffer next year. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.